Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, guess what? Huge news! This Is Important is going back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, a 420 Eve. Myself, Blake, and Anders are hitting the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation another live show. Is it the last one ever? I don't know. Possibly. Tickets are available now at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. Get your tickets now because they're going to sell out. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
I would love to marry either of you.
And this guy comes in and he's dressed like a fucking Bozo the Clown, dude. He just is wearing like leather trash bag pants.
If they appreciate you, they'll give you another figgy. Buckle up.
Poop dollar. Poop
dollar. Oh, Blakey, is that T. Kelsey right there?
That's T. Kels.
Travis Kels.
I mean, when you hang around with the best podcasts, you know.
Trickle down. The best podcast and the funniest.
Yeah,
podcast.
They won best podcast and we won funniest.
We hate to bring it up.
This is the way.
They should also come on our podcast. It's weird that they haven't reached out. It's honestly weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to come.
They should come on our podcast. That would go viral.
Yeah.
That's the second or the third and fourth guests. The first were my dad and my child who just went, hey.
Yeah.
Like, do this with your hands. Damn it. Adam pulled it away.
That's cool. We kind of do a little, this feels right.
Do you know you're doing it with the opposite hand?
Am I?
No. He was right.
Am I opposite?
It's left hand to your head.
Oh, well, I was right hand to the head.
Mine's my right.
It's cool. It's like the Professor Xavier pose. I like
that. Why are we flipped? How is this something that's real?
Yeah, how is it flipped?
I think Zoom flips you. You can go into your options and you can flip your screen.
So one of us is flipped. I think it's you.
No.
I think you're flipped. No, because look at the writing.
No, because you can read the writing. The writing's on the wall, pal.
Whoa.
I think Adam's flipped.
No.
Adam, I think you're the flipped one.
Fuck it. No, because my dimple is on my left side in this left hand.
Well, this is my left hand.
This is my right hand.
Is it?
Am I flipped?
Wow, a little flip.
How do I flip back, dude?
Is that your rap name now?
We're back.
I also have been accused of...
the funniest podcast in the world.
Already got me in
dude. Starting off hot.
Woo!
So I am 1 month into having a child. So
Fatherhood.
Yeah. Dude, 1 month.
Over it? Like, are you over it?
Finish him. Yeah, you're done?
So far, I'm not over it yet.
Okay, cool. Right. Still enjoying it?
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy it, dude. TikTok. It's nice. What's nice about it is like I'm like an away dad, a working dad. So I'm leaving the house.
Is that a genre I can pull and like use?
There's stay-at-home dads and then there's stay-away dads.
Yeah, stay away dads. And right now I'm a stay away dad because I'm having meetings and stuff up in LA. So I have to drive up there. Mm-hmm. I have doctor's appointments, that kind of thing. So for the past like 4 or 5 days, I've gone up to LA to do shit.
That's cool. You just have to say, sweetheart, I have another doctor's appointment. I gotta go.
Right. I know. And I'm like, for my back is all fucked up and my hips and everything. You know all my ailments.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard about
it. So I added another specialist, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Another one. And Chloe's like, very cool. Another one? So another appointment.
Right.
Because I'm doing all this stuff. But it's not because I dislike hanging with the child. I do really love him. I love him.
Okay. Seems like you're overcompensating.
Who are you convincing? Yeah. Seems like you're convincing yourself.
I do.
No, it's nice to, I will say it's nice to be away for a minute and then come back and realize you just have this like dope little baby to hang out with.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh man, I love this for you, Adam. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah, isn't it fun? I mean, you know, Blake, you got a 2-year-old at home. It's not like that far off, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
I also have a 2-year-old.
2 years, just give it 2 years.
We have kids that are, I believe, only 10 days apart or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Are they going to have
birthdays together, like throw big ragers, a double B day.
Well, it was news to me. I think we're doing Easter egg hunt at my house.
Oh my god,
dad life,
Christianity.
And Adam, you guys are invited if you want to come up. I was gonna call you and say, when can we get down there and meet little Bo off the Richter scale?
Yeah, that would be really sick.
I for sure should come up and do. I'm excited to do exactly that. I was thinking today about like his first birthday and how like send little flyers out like Bo's Rager, his first Rager, you know, and then we all just get blackout drunk with our children.
Yeah,
dude, that's what the first birthday is about. Yeah. That party is for the parents.
The first birthday of the first kid is huge. We had like 75 Richter people.
Dude, we had Aerosmith play. It was fucking crazy. Dude.
You're amazing.
I do feel first birthday, you got to do like fireworks. Like go big on the first.
Oh, yeah.
Because that birthday, you know what who is for?
Where's the baby?
It's for mom.
Yeah.
It's for mom. Throw a party in her honor.
Yeah, it's for the community. It's, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah.
So it's for us, dude.
I'll bring a Buzzball Biggie to the party. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, you're going to treat me to a Biggie?
Yeah, I got a Biggie with your name on it.
Oh, my God.
I do love the idea of you showing up with a Buzzball and then, like, Adam's like, here, let's switch. You take the baby. I'll just go put the Buzzball in the fridge. And then, like, 45 minutes later, he's holding the buzz ball, kind of shaking it. And he's like, oh, he's pretty quiet.
Shaking it, patting it on his butt.
Baby's in the fridge.
Yeah, just not looking.
Baby's been in the fridge.
Baby's in the fridge.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, that's a sitcom. That's a Workaholics episode.
No, that's a sitcom. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, hell
twisted.
Yeah. Get down with
yeah,
it.
And what's that baby getting into? Probably my Zoa energy. It comes out just fucking stoked. Just ready to party.
Yeah. Do you mix a little Zoa in with the milk? Get that baby going.
Mm. Well, I sneak Zoa into Chloe's drinks, so it's coming through the breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Good.
That's dope.
Yeah. And Blake, just so before we go through down the line, what are you sneaking into your wife's drinks?
what are you sneaking into to women's drinks, Blake?
Just pre-workout.
Okay, good.
That's crazy. I'm sneaking in post-workout.
Yeah.
A lot there of whey protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
This is some really whey-y milk, man.
So, yeah.
But it's better to do it when they are breastfeeding. So, kudos to you, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your boobs are huge.
Well done.
Yeah. I wanted to go through the whole process because he could only, the big rule, you know, because I had pickles out and I was like, maybe we feed him a pickle. And Chloe's like, you can't feed him a pickle.
Right.
I'm like, no pickle?
Yeah, you can like just funny. Like let them stick their tongue out and like drag the pickle across. So they're like,
yeah.
Dude. Or like a lemon.
It's so fun.
I don't think you could do that with a true newborn. I think you have to wait until, I mean, I don't know, two months, 3 months, 6 months.
Hey, Blake, when did Adam turn into such a pussy?
Dude, yeah. Fuck? Come on, prank your baby, dude. You didn't do anything for April Fools.
Come on.
Yeah. Baby dude. Pranks, epic baby pranks.
It's, hey, I'm Adam Devine, and this is Baby Pranks.
As a new father, Adam, have you thought, not that you should have or would have, mm-hmm. I just remember one of the funniest things I'd ever seen was in Jackass, probably the TV show, where they put like a fake baby on the roof of a car.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Like
oh.
in like a little carrier mm-hmm. and then they got in the car and drove away and everyone around would be like, your baby's on the roof. And it was out of control because you saw like true hysteria.
Yeah. Oh yeah. True panic.
And then I became a dad and I was like, this isn't funny at all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you were going to say, I got to try it.
Oh man. It's a good one.
Yeah. Cause you see like true
people's most purest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's fucked. You're like, your baby is on the roof of your car.
Dude, it is next level.
And it's just sliding around like a cup of coffee. Have you ever, I've drove all the way, you know, where I live.
Sure.
All the way off the little peninsula.
Go ahead. We're going to scroll his address around across the bottom.
Yeah. Everybody at home knows where he lived.
Yeah.
All the way up to the top of the hill. And you mm-hmm. know where I live. That's a long drive. That's a few miles.
Sure.
And it's a straight shot. There's no turns. Mm-hmm. The cup of coffee stayed. It just stayed right there. And it was one, I was at a stoplight way up the hill.
Yeah. On that incline?
Yeah.
And this is a good time to say we're brought to you by Yeti Tumblr. Send us all your shit. Thank you.
Goodbye.
I should have said it was my Zoa energy. Ah, blew it.
Well, of course, and you got to keep that in a Yeti tumbler.
Is the Yeti tumbler the thing that everybody was like flipping out on?
No, these are Stanley cups.
What the fuck is this? What happened? I know we're like 2000 late don't to worry, this issue, but worry. What the fuck was that about?
Instagram, the algorithm, it worked.
Yeah, the algorithm worked perfectly.
Damn.
They did it.
I mean, I like read a little something about it and... their sales went up like 1,200%. Yes, it was something crazy.
Let's go.
It was this new CEO and he came in and his big idea was mm-hmm. making a giant tumbler. That was it. Just one big ass one. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it took hold and every mom.
It's like Beanie Baby style.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What the
moms have like shelves on shelves on shelves. Like teenage girls are like scrapping at school because they don't have the like best one.
Gotta collect them all.
Dude.
And like a lot of families have like in disarray because they can't. Now they can't afford diapers because moms have too many Stanleys. They have just a wall of Stanleys and they're running out of gas on the way to way to school.
My Stanley.
It's really sad. It's really sad, the addiction.
Yeah.
That being said, brought to you by Stanley Tumbler.
Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
It is wild. It's crazy. It just shows you how like malleable we are. Mm.
Yeah, but all it did was like keep beverages like hot or cold, right? It's just a fucking cup, right?
Yeah,
Blake, what?
I mean, what do you think? What else is there to do with it?
Like, what?
Well, what was so special about this thing?
It's like Levi's jeans. They're just for your legs, right? Yeah,
well,
but
there's lots of styles. Well, I guess the Stanley Cup is like one style, right? It's got a little handle on it.
It's just a brand. It's brand equity. It's a brand.
Is it like indestructible? What? Why am I buying this thing?
Why are you yelling at us?
Because I'm fucking pissed now.
Wow, dude.
I honestly think that it's a fine cup. It's less expensive than Yeti, which I think is probably...
Is it?
Perfectly priced. And you know, it's a good product. They're really made well.
Freaking see ya. Just really want Yetis. What's your deal with Yeti right now? You really want
some. Are you a Yeti guy? Or,
yeah, I got a couple stuff. I got some
Yetis.
But like, Yeti's very expensive. That's some people are just not going to spend that kind of money on a fucking tumbler or whatever we're calling these things.
Sure.
Is that true? Is it more expensive than Stanley?
Stanleys are a little cheaper.
And you know that for a fact?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought Stanley was more expensive, but...
How expensive is a fucking Yeti cup? What the hell? My cup came...
They're priced just right for the quality of the product.
I don't use cups.
Blake, do you not ever put anything into
Blake has stacks of red cups.
I drink from my hands.
Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Well, I know you just used plastic, right?
Glassware.
No, you're straight plastics.
And plastics. Yes, I one use plastic.
He's one use. He's throwing them out every time.
Have to have a straw. Have to have two straws, actually.
Couple of two or three straws.
Yeah. Double lid.
Can our producers do a price comp on Stanley and Yeti? Yeah,
hey, please. Well, let's do. Do you guys want to play The Price is Right or something? And you like guess the over under?
Hey, Blake, I would love to.
Yeah, I think Stanley cups are $7 cheaper than Yeti.
$7? That's huge.
Yeti is $65.
A Yeti 64 ounce, and that's a big
$65.
Oh, dude, come on,
that's a big bitch, and that's 65. Stanley 64 ounce is 60. But that being said,
Jesus Christ,
give me a little love. I said $7,
and you said, and they're five.
Time I checked, five's pretty close to seven.
But also, hey, dude, if you're spending, all right, well, I'm mad if I'm Yeti. If you're spending,
I'm pissed now.
If you're spending $65, or if you're spending $60 for a Stanley, just five more bucks. If you're spending $60 already, five more bucks. If you're spending $60. If you're spending 20 and five more bucks, that's a whole thing.
But what Stanley did, Yeti was kind of like a dads who want quality products and like moms who want to have like the nicest shit. Stanley was like,
I take my Yeti to the construction site.
Well, Stanley was for construction. It's been around forever, I guess. But they started marketing it to the kids. And then the kids were like, I got to have it. And then the moms were like, this is the cool hot shit. I want that too. And then there's some dad who's probably had it for 50 years who's like, y'all ain't got this this retro right here.
Throwback.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like when my dad was just like covered in Carhartt his entire life.
Yeah.
And now just, you know, working for the railroad his whole life.
Yeah. That shit's important.
He was in a way to.
And now if he wore his like work outfit, he'd be considered like mad fashionable.
Oh, yeah.
He could just go through like Soho in full work gear and someone would be like, can I take your picture for my blog?
I would
in
love
striped
that,
overalls and a handkerchief around his neck. Come on, man.
Fuck. That guy's looking cool. They're like, do you play for Mumford & Sons? What's going on?
Right.
Oh, my God. He's the lead singer of Mumford & Sons.
Oh, my God.
That's Mumford.
This is Mumford himself.
Are you the dad or one of the sons?
Are you Andy Mumford?
I don't know if that's
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah, it could
be. Dang, these Stanley quenchers. Maybe I should buy one.
No. They'll send you one.
Oh, I had a big celeb sighting, dude.
Oh. Okay. Dennis Rodman? What are we talking about?
You see us all the time, Adam. It's no big deal.
Seriously.
Gotcha, bitch. Well, I mean, I'm having some big ones. I ran into Mark Wahlberg a few weeks back, and and now I'm running into motherfucking Kanye West.
Oh.
What is he?
Is this the same person as Ye?
The multi-hyphenate?
The multi-hyphenate.
Is this Ye?
Yay himself. But the crazy part is I saw a guy come in and he was dressed like a fucking buffoon.
Come into where? Your home? Wait, where was
it? No. I was at the Chateau Marmont having a Hollywood big time Hollywood meet. Dude, I love going there. I know it's like kind of bougie. Yeah.
That's where you're meeting your specialist?
Yeah. That's where I go to get my body work done.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you do.
I bet you do. No, because it's so Hollywood. It's so cool and like classic.
Yeah, it really
So I'm there having this meeting and this guy comes in and he's dressed like a fucking Bozo the Clown, dude.
Yeah.
He just is wearing like leather trash bag pants.
No, sir.
And
I don't like it.
Very, very blousy. And then a tank top, black tank top. Mm-hmm. With a puffy vest, but his like belly's kind of showing.
I'm liking the fit.
I'm entering this into my AI engine.
Yeah. And a diamond crucifix.
Okay.
With his braids were in the back, were parted like one and one.
Thank you, God.
And then very thick black sunglasses. It's very dark in there. I know for a fact he couldn't see shit.
He just runs into a wall.
Dude, I'm not kidding you when I say, I was like, look at this guy. I said, I'm like, what? He's dressed like such a fucking idiot. Looks like he was dressed by Kanye West. Mm-hmm. And then me and the guy I was having the meeting with kind of chuckled. Not a great joke, but I was being like, he honestly did.
Right.
And then he proceeded to sit down in no less than four chairs. He tested different chairs in the
I thought he laid across four chairs. That's a boss move.
That's what I was thinking, like cheerleader style.
Yeah.
No, he like went to one table, sat for like a minute, got up, went to another table, was like shaking his head no, like looking at the table and stuff, went to another table, and then finally found the table, which obviously was the table, the back corner. If you're scouting tables for Kanye West,
you're going in the back.
You go to the back corner.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why. He tried the front chair. I'm like, that's a bad chair.
You don't want that.
They're just like us.
But I had no idea what he was doing. I thought he was a lunatic. And then a few minutes later, Kanye West comes in and they walk right back to that back chair because he scouted the table.
Oh, this was his scout.
You're a fucking disaster,
I'm sorry. I thought
guy.
The guy you were describing was Kanye,
Kanye West.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is just a man.
Oh, what the hell?
Dude, yes. This is not Kanye. This is not Kanye.
So you're telling me when me and Blake saw Prince, it was just a dude trying out a chair for him?
Yeah, see? I told you, man. They send in imposters.
Yeah, damn.
No, no. So this guy, so he didn't look anything like Kanye. I said he dressed like Kanye.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I know, but I thought you were like doing the whole, this guy looks like him, and then he takes out the sunglasses, and it's a dun-dun-dun.
No, 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 no. I understand that was confusing now. My beat. It was my beat.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So Kanye has a chair scout that he sends before, and he has to. Does he sit in every chair to see if they're like rigged to fall, sort of like a pure luck scenario?
Ooh, that's pretty good, April Fools.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know what I mean. Yeah, he's like, if there's like a booby trap there, he's going to get snagged.
Yeah,
he's going to get snared in this booby trap first.
Kanye swore he will never get pranked again after one time he had a chair pulled out from underneath him.
Right. I didn't know that, Blake.
He sat in all the chairs. Then Kanye comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also dressed like a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Like dressed like a fucking idiot. And then I was like so vindicated. I'm like, Kanye did dress this man. That's all Kanye's bullshit that he's pushing now.
Hand me down.
Yeah, just the you know, dressing in trash bags.
That sucks.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not leaving the house till you put these Glad bags on.
He's like, put them on and go test out the chairs.
Right.
Wear this scented trash bag.
What a gig, though.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
What's that guy pulling down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's making money if he's got the big Jesus.
It has to be six figures. You're working for Kanye. You're not making less than six figgies, right? You have to be.
Come on. I hope.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah. As far as the figgies go, it's got to be six.
Yeah.
If we're talking figgies, it's got to be six of them.
By the way, it'd be cool if it was seven for no reason.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And come on in here. I'd like to tell you that I'm giving you a raise. I'm adding one more figgy to that
one
paycheck. Congratulations. You're doing great.
I mean, dude, you're so stoked if you get a raise and it's a figgy.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
You just got yourself another figgy.
That's a bump.
That's a real bump.
That's a total bump.
Sweetheart, I think I got a raise. How much? I don't know. Figgy. I don't know.
You go back there and you ask him for another figgy right now.
Figgies? That seems like too many figgies.
You don't understand.
That's too many figs.
If they appreciate you, they'll give you another figgy.
They'll give you a figgy. Stop acting like a bitch and ask for your figgy.
Well, I got fired. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. And so then Kanye comes rolling in.
He didn't fall out of the sky.
Wait, like a...
Because guys like him just don't fall out of the fucking sky, you know?
He has a full grill now. It's really cool looking.
Like a mouth grill? I thought maybe he was about to start cooking some asada, baby.
No, a mouth of just bedazzles. It's really... It's fun looking.
He has a... He's got a full chrome grill now.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think he had all of his teeth removed.
Yeah.
And it's just a chrome top and a chrome bottom.
He was watching James Bond and he saw the character Jaws and he's like, I want his teeth.
Well, dude, it's wild because his pants look like trash bags. His face looks like foil. He's always ready to do some work around the house. This boy's ready.
It's a bagel.
He looks like a monster made from garbage. like if someone threw mutagen into a fucking trash like garbage truck.
Yeah, that's what Kanye West crawls out.
He comes out and has to fight the turtles.
Yelling slurs. Right.
This motherfucker is a walking tool shed.
Yeah.
The hell?
And dude, the people that he was with, he rolled with a guy that was like a little older. He was also wearing all black, but he seemed a little normal. He, for a fact, he was like, I'm not putting on the trash bag pants.
I'm not wearing the trash
bag. Yeah, I will wear all black like all of us.
And I was going to give you another figgy on the paycheck, but
But I'm not wearing all black.
Right.
Not happening.
And then two girls that looked like they just walked off the set of Idol, that HBO show. They were...
What? Oh,
and what does that look like?
Loose butthole.
Oh, you didn't watch Idol? You didn't watch Idol, the weekend show?
No.
I mean, with that girl's legitimate vagina lips hanging out, you gotta check it out. With Johnny Depp's daughter.
Can we break early? I'll go check it out.
Wait, can we pause?
Yeah, you have to check it out. Dude, the show was bad, but
for whatever reason, I can't watch it.
For whatever reason, right after you told us.
I can think of a couple reasons.
For whatever reason, I kept watching. I don't know. It was bad, but it had a hook.
Chloe was like, I don't know, I'm not really into this show. And I'm like, there's something to it, right?
Right.
Is there something to it?
Huh. Pussy punani vagina.
So they're dressed in the... They're naked women, right? They're naked women.
Okay. Sure. Well, yeah, that's his. Is it his girlfriend or his wife?
It wasn't. It wasn't those that her.
But that's her whole fashion cue. So maybe they're also.
I think they were, but they outfits. Were. It was less than that. It was more. There were more clothes than she. I've seen her wear.
Right.
But
I don't like you guys telling me to show my tits.
It was wild for like a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Meeting at the chateau. This wasn't Wednesday clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hit it, blazer.
What?
Hollywood. I thought you were hitting it. This dude was over here licking his. He was looking at the computer, licking his chops. I thought he had something up his sleeve. That's arguably the greatest sighting you can have at this moment.
Yeah, that's the best.
I know. I can't believe I'm kind of two for two with cool sightings recently.
You don't
normally catch those sightings, you know?
No.
No, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
You got to see Yeezy in the flesh?
I'm on a real run.
Yeah, who's next?
Remember when he was my neighbor?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was wild.
That didn't
last long.
That didn't end well.
Well, I guess it was his first Hollywood house.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And then he was in the process of like moving out when I was moving in. Like there was only like a maybe 3 month overlap or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
I gotta go. Yeah. And then, you know, it was a lot of like me driving past and paparazzi looking at me thinking like I'm going to be somebody because I'm driving right like slowly right past his house because there's that curve right there.
Nothing
and then,
makes you feel
and
worse.
And then they put their cameras down.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes you feel worse. Oh, it's just the guy from
Workaholics. Yeah.
Adam, he flips up his Dwayne Wang glasses. Nope. Hey. Nobody interested?
No. Hello. Nope.
Okay.
I will say if I was going to make a swing like fashion choice. It would be those Dwayne Wade glasses.
Oh yeah, the little
those, like where they're sunglasses, and then you flip them up, and they're just actual glasses.
Yeah,
it's a cool look.
Undeniable,
undeniable cool look.
Absolutely.
I'm not for the trash bag pants, but I am 100%.
Those are deniable.
Those are very deniable.
And recyclable, as we've covered.
Is that our thing? You know how like when you get older, like a lot of actors or comedians, like they just kind of. Get a hold of a thing and they're like I'm the like Howie Mandel's glasses game is super
crazy.
So cool,
super strong.
Yeah, he's
like
killing
maybe that's my thing. I have like sunglasses and then I do a flip-ups.
Yeah,
flip up.
I like how you're like my thing's gonna be the thing that's already some other dude's thing.
that's
named after the other guy.
Well, I don't think they're Dwayne Wade's because remember I used to have a pair of those.
Dwayne Wayne.
Who's Dwayne?
Dwayne Wade is a basketball player.
Oh, well, that's who I thought you were talking about. I thought he had him.
Dwayne Wayne is from a different world.
Wait, what glasses are you talking about?
I do not know.
It's a different world from where you come from.
What kind of sunglasses was Dwayne Wade wearing?
He probably had a
dude. I had assumed Dwayne Wade has cool glasses like that. So he was saying Dwayne Wade, and
I'm sure his eyewear is good. He's in Miami.
Yeah, I'm assuming he has cool eyewear. Like
I'm not trying to bring it back to Sinbad this week, but.
Oh,
it's a different world. It's where like Lisa Bonet went away to college from the Cosby Show.
Okay, that was after the Cosby Show, right?
It was during, but yeah, it was a spinoff.
Okay, no, I mean, literally the Cosby Show was on and then A Different World came right on afterwards.
Yes.
Oh, that's a 1-2 punch.
I think for the most part, that was my bedtime. I was, mama was tucking me to bed and you know.
You were sleeping.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm a little younger than you, so I think I didn't have the time to watch that one. It was about bath time.
She was like, "Away, Dad's not here. I gotta put you down."
Yeah. Let's have you watch a Cosby Show and have sweet dreams.
Right.
Sweet.
She's
dreams.
Like, Cosby's fine. This other show, I don't know. I'm gonna put you. Something about Cosby makes me want to put you to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting very sleepy.
Allegedly.
That was an allegedly. It was actual.
Yes, he's in prison.
Yeah, so I couldn't watch those. So his name was Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah,
Dwayne Wayne. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, and you knew exactly who he was talking about when he said Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah, it's iconic.
No, don't put words in Blake's mouth. Did you know?
No, of course I do. Yes. Okay. That's the whole Kanye lyric, when Dwayne Wade became Dwayne Wade.
When Dwayne Wade became Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the lyric? Because the lyric is about Dwayne Wade. It's about Dwayne Wayne?
No, so Dwayne Wayne was kind of like a dork. He was kind of like a nerd pining after Lisa Bonet.
Okay.
Okay.
And so Kanye was like, the lyric is when Dwayne Wayne became Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, obviously very famous, popular basketball player, married to Omaha's cool very dude. Own
yep.
Gabrielle Union.
Yep.
It's science.
So it's about his progression as a man.
I literally just thought he was saying Dwayne Wade twice. I'd never heard Dwayne Wayne, yeah. not once.
Yeah.
Okay. The thousand times I've heard that song, I thought it was when Dwayne Wade became Dwayne Wade. I thought he was like,
you know what I mean?
But that's a much more clever lyric. I just literally never heard it.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's cool.
Huh. Okay. And then, I'm learning something.
Yeah, dude.
I'm learning something.
That's cool. Years later.
Well, did he start those glasses? Was that literally?
Was he the first one? I mean, he put them on the map, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What were
like
those?
Like the Hitler mustache. Like
yes, much like
that mustache was fairly popular at the time. Like people had that mustache. Like, you know,
I don't know if they did.
People were rocking it. Charlie Chaplin was.
Yeah.
But did he put it on for The Dictator, the movie he made of making fun of Hitler? I don't know.
I think he was.
This is where we need Kyle's dumbass.
I guess I'm just like, we know those two guys had it, but I don't.
And Michael Jordan. So like kind of all sort
and
of
we have
huge
said
figures.
Michael Jordan's the only person who could have undone the Hitlerness of it.
I do think it was a mustache. I do think it was a mustache. I think people had it during that time.
Because
you watch Boardwalk Empire and there's people with that mustache.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh. That's a bitch ass mustache. I'll be real with you. I much prefer Durz's cookie duster. That's a nice mustache.
Oh, okay. Chill. Whoa.
Relax.
Whoa, dude. Wow. What is? Hey, is there a negative points over there? Can you hit that one? Jesus.
I mean, yeah, I guess I wouldn't want that either. But who? The ones that are like just the low pencil, those are fucking fire, dude.
Oh, like who's the director guy?
John Waters.
Yeah, his mustache is sinister.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The pencil thin,
The really pencil thin. That's a skeezy stash, though.
Remember when I had that blonde mustache, but it kind of was darker right here.
Yeah.
And Kyle Durs.
Yeah. Under the lights, it looked like a Hitler mustache.
The light was hitting me just right.
On tour photos, it looks like you rocked a Hitler mustache on our TII tour.
Yeah. So that is kind of cool. And I wonder like why so many guys with like shaved heads were coming up to me and saying, I really love your mustache. From like, that happened a lot. That happened a lot on tour.
They kept saying, hey, man, your facial hair is in the zone.
Yeah.
The zone of interest.
Yeah, I really get it.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
They fucking wink.
And they do a little wink.
And they're like, that's a movie that just came out.
I didn't see it. I know it won an Academy Award.
I just watched it. It was fine. It's pretty disturbing.
How was it? Oh, okay.
What I truly had no idea what you're saying there, Durs. Zone of interest.
Hold up.
He thought you said Dwayne Wade.
What is that?
It won an Oscar.
Oh, dude, I don't watch that shit.
I know, I was with you.
It did. For best screenplay? I don't know. It's the movie about like just like this family and like the dad is an away dad and he's got a big job.
Oh, boy.
His job, though, is running concentration camps and finding ways to like get rid of more Jewish people. So like this team comes in with like new plans.
That's a weird sitcom.
kind of a black comedy.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but hey, there's Rogan's Heroes? That was at a POW camp and that was a comedy during World War II.
Was that Hogan's Hero?
Yeah, what did I say?
Yeah, Rogan's.
You said Rogan, which would be cool, like a Joe Rogan spinoff.
It was Hogan. So wait, but
it was about Hulk Hogan
sorry, you are right. It is Hogan's. But I want to say there was also a Rogan's Heroes that was something else. And people listening at home, you can slide in Blake's DMs.
Rogan's is a show about sports, Isaac said, and also a popular podcast. And maybe because you, I know you listen to all of them. So yeah, you're probably thinking of Rogan.
Yeah, you're a Rogan head.
Yeah, that's where I get my horse drink.
Yeah.
Ivermectin. What a hard time he got for that.
Brought
huh?
to you by Ivermectin.
Everyone's like, we people use this. I don't know why we're calling it a horse tranquilizer. People use this every day.
It's science.
Dude, COVID was a weird time, bro.
Is it not a horse tranquilizer?
Yeah. I mean, but it has other properties that apply for other stuff. And
yeah,
he got crucified. But guess what? Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, they're back on Spotify this week, boys.
Are they? That happened
Fire
this
it
week?
Up. Fire
they're
it up!
They're back?
Naked Grandma!
They're back! Yeah.
Were they not for a while?
Yeah, they left because...
Yeah, they pulled
Dude,
it.
This is the podcast where I just truly don't know anything.
You don't know anything. Fuck it.
We're kind of covering a lot of old stuff.
Yeah, this
but when you're funny, important. When you're funny like we are, well, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, when you're the funniest podcast in history.
We're going to go viral with this one.
For the year.
During COVID, essentially... Neil Young was like, Joe Rogan's spreading misinformation. If he's on Spotify, mm-hmm. I'm not. And then a few Ooh. Other people were, including Joni Mitchell. But now, yeah. I guess Joe Rogan made a deal where he can be on anything now.
Uh-oh.
And so Neil Young's like, okay, well fuck it. Now,
I guess I'll put my shit back
well,
on Spotify.
I guess I'm off everything.
Yeah, he was like, I can't do that.
Take a stand. Have a backbone.
Hey,
Neil.
By the way, Joni Mitchell at the Grammys, that shit was off the hook.
She's hot, bro. She still got it.
In that chair, I was like,
dude, in that chair.
You guys watch the Grammys. You guys are so
we watch award shows. We're award winners. You it's...
Dude, the only award show that I live stream is
Nickelodeon?
The iHeart Radio Podcast Awards.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
We should have watched the weekend show. What's it called?
Idol.
Yeah, I think it's just called Idol, dude. And it's not good. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's a good show. But for whatever reason,
you know,
for whatever reason,
can't put my finger in it.
You're gonna want to keep watching. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Chloe, I think I'm gonna go watch the second episode in our room.
You're gonna want to keep watching.
Can I just say, I think we just did like a full on like ADD 7 tangent circle.
We did it.
Because we were talking about something, and then I was like, but the
Stanley
thing. The,
Cups.
And then now I'm like, what were we
what
even
we
talking
on,
about?
A good one.
We were talking about award shows, Stanley
before
Cups.
That. It was like, Dwayne Wayne. Dwayne Wayne.
Wayne.
And then we went somewhere.
That got very confusing because I know a lot of people are like me that they can't hear. I know a lot of people are going to listen to you and hear Dwayne Wade. I guarantee there are some people that also never put that together. Some big fucking
for
bozos.
Sure.
And I'm excited that we learned something together.
Yeah. We learned today. That's fucking cool. That's really cool.
Because you know that's the truth.
Yeah.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So, come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out clean ingredients, and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right, Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, TII Nation, we know that sometimes you have something you want to get off your chest, but you're just not sure how. But don't worry, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Unfortunately, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
If you were Kanye's level, would you have a chair guy?
Would I have a chair guy?
Yeah, would you have a chair guy?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I would.
I know I'm only like three tables away from him, but we're not in the same world.
Right.
Right? We're not even
don't do that to yourself.
In the same, we don't live the same life, even a little bit.
Well, we kind of talked about, when you get to a certain level of wealth, you start to have guys. You guys talked about how like De Niro had a cheese guy. Kanye has like a chair guy.
Yeah, chair
what
guy.
What kind of guy would you employ?
Yeah, you want a guy. Ooh,
what's your what would be the first guy you hire?
Hot guy.
Okay, Blake.
Yeah,
went.
Everybody knows.
Blake, would it be
Blake
Adam?
Knows. I would have I'm about to go there because if I start my production and I'm not feeling that well, I might pull the trigger on this. I want a physical therapist.
Okay.
In the trailer.
A hot guy. So that's a hot guy. I think that's the same. That's the same thing.
Yeah. Hey, it could be a strong woman. It could just be a strong woman with some strong hands. Okay. You know?
Very different.
You think there's a woman strong enough to fucking squeeze your shit, bro? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I have a physical therapist right now, Sam. She's a woman and she's absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Strong hands. Sam. Yeah, you gotta have strong hands.
Are you positive it's a woman?
I'm sure she has children. Yeah.
You can't ask. You do not ask. Do
I didn't ask. I didn't ask. But there's tells. There are tells.
Yeah.
What?
What are some? Have you seen Idol?
her family, her husband, her kids. Just yeah. You know, there's some tells.
Good luck with that. Good luck with those being identifiers.
But I do want. I think that would be my.
Guess what? A lot of people can have a husband these days, Adam. Anyone can have kids, Adam.
Right.
You want a husband? I'll get you a husband tomorrow.
Blake will get you a husband tomorrow, dude.
I'd love to be your husband.
I know you would. I know you would.
I would love to marry either of you.
I would have a physical therapist on hand or like a massage therapist or someone like that. I think that would be a good guy to have.
Mm-hmm.
Just ready, ready for a rub down. Ready to really get in there and dig. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
They like my psoas. I guess it's all my psoas. I guess I have a thickened psoas.
You got thickened?
So,
great ass.
Yeah. They're like, it's hypertrophy.
Psoas.
Hypertrophied?
Yeah. Is that the right word? Hypertrophy?
Great ass. I've never heard that word before.
Sure, man.
It's basically when your muscles grow.
Sure.
And they're strong and they're big.
Oh, shit.
So your psoas is too strong.
Yes, essentially. And they think it's from the cycling. And it's strong and really, really tight. And it's just yanks everything out of place.
It's tight and it yanks?
And what? Did you just cycle for an hour a day and then never stretch?
I never stretched once. I never stretched. Yeah. I don't even I'm now learning how to stretch. I didn't even really know. Besides like touching my toes, I would touch my toes and pull my leg back. I would
That's cool.
You know how like Brett Favre would when before
those aren't
he would,
even the muscle. Well, yeah, I guess the pull your leg back one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know how Brett Favre would like pull his leg back twice and then go play a football game? That's who I thought I was. And it turns out
for sure.
I'm not that guy, pal. I'm not that guy.
Right. No. He would just grab some grass.
I'm not that guy.
Goodbye.
So do you have the thing with the two little fins and you lay on that?
Oh yeah, I lay on that shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's that thing?
Owie.
I think it's like psoas release or something. And it's just a piece of plastic and a U shape and then two like basically kind of like balls or ridges that you lay on and it pokes both sides of your hips. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to release. It doesn't do shit for me because I'm too tight. But now I'm going like 4 or 5 days a week, and they're just digging in there trying to release it before I leave for Charleston because I don't know what my physical.
It doesn't do anything for you.
No,
even though you haven't worked out in months.
No, dude, I haven't worked out in months, and I haven't ridden a bike in a year and a half, and I'm still so tight.
Huh. You need another 4 inches.
I think you need another 4 inches.
And they also think the fasciculations has something to do with it too. So I think
that's what I was gonna. Blake and I were talking about this. offline.
I texted you like. Yes, for sure the vesiculations, bro. But like, I didn't want to say it. I'm glad they did.
Dude, that's what I told you guys. That's what I mean. When I tell you guys every little detail about my health, the fact that you don't remember every detail really upsets me because I've told you.
No, I remember the vesiculation.
Yeah,
yeah, they're the spasms essentially, and that's they think I have some kind of autoimmune thing. They can't figure it out, but
right.
It goes in tandem with it's keeping my psoas tight, which is then fucking everything up. So
I need to pull that for the board, keeping your
psoas tight.
I can only imagine this person you're hiring, like just putting your legs behind your head, telling it's all part of it.
Yeah,
tight one butthole.
Well, it is insane because they do have to dig in. It's right at your crotch, and their thumbs are just really digging.
Get your idol on.
Really digging deep.
Do you get aroused at all, or?
No, it is the most painful thing that you could do.
You do feel a something. You know when like your balls, when your balls go up suddenly for some reason?
Oh, yeah. They kind of like...
Scared.
And you feel the pole like kind of behind your pelvic bone.
Yeah.
I feel that when I've had my psoas. I guess you'd call it tingled.
Yeah. You get it tingled. Yeah.
Mangled.
Mine's a power wash. Mine's...
Damn.
Yeah. It's wild.
Okay.
I got to try this. I'm like doing it right now and it does feel interesting.
Get closer.
It shouldn't feel interesting. It should feel like white hot pain.
Right.
Really?
Yours is probably tight from running.
Yeah.
Let's discuss it offline.
Hey, so that's my guy. That's my guy.
Okay.
I want a psoas releaser on call, ready to release psoases and help me help myself.
Right.
Okay. I like that.
Who's your guy?
My guy. You know how like you see people playing like accordions?
Yes, of course.
My guy is kind of like that, but he's holding a spindle of gyro meat.
Okay.
Oh,
I like
and
that.
And he can, no matter how close or far I am from him, like within reason, he can just go whoosh, with a knife and the piece of gyro flies towards me and I catch it in my mouth.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
You know?
I can't stop eating.
I will say the one bummer about that guy is you would always have to smell gyro meat.
Oh, well.
So I do.
You act like I haven't thought about this, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the smell, but I feel like all the time that might not be a good vibe for you. I think you would end up getting fired. Off of sets.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It smells like gyro?
Yeah, I think like a vegan or a lot of these directors are vegan and vegetarian. Like, you know, Kyle.
Let me tell you something. When you have a guy who slices gyro meat with you, nobody's firing you, pal.
Oh, you mean you're at that level that you can have that guy.
Watery diarrhea.
Yeah, we're not talking about right now.
No, well, that's also a good point. But I just think like the intimidation factor of it's like, do I really want to tell... The boss, like fire the boss of the guy who slices meat this well, like Because if I'm fired, he's technically out of work, you know, like
that makes a lot of sense.
He's going to he's going to hit a chop. I think I would probably just hire somebody to like read everything for me. That would be kind of the guy I would.
What?
Like, somebody who like would read everything aloud to me.
Well, and Blake, I never have to
read. How much do you have to read now?
I've
made my life so that I don't have to read much. Mm-hmm. So anytime I have to read, it's really
Is hard. Reading that hard for you? Reading's like a pretty simple All right.
What about like translating it into like emojis? Like Jordan Peele used to do like movies in 140 emojis. Remember that?
That would be kind of cool.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
He could just do that.
I'm into that.
You think Jordan might be available?
And then you would read that then? You'd read the emojis?
Yeah, that could be kind of cool if they just translated it.
Okay. Well, I am a little bummed about mine because mine was like a very real one. I thought we were trying to go real with the actual guy.
I'm being very real. What are you talking about?
I think
about?
We're being as real as it
gets. No. You guys were doing chucks and gigs. Ha-has. And I was I was finally trying to be real.
Hey, Adam, just because ours is funnier than yours, like, get over
it's not a contest. I'm just saying.
I know it's not a contest. I wish I would have done something different. And I'm sorry.
Hey, we're not the fucking healthiest podcast. We're the funniest podcast.
Think of how the way
Blake
cool.
started. No, the way Blake started it was he wants a hot
Don't
guy.
Don't go in on me.
He wants a hot guy, and I go, okay, that makes sense for Blake.
And he was not joking.
Yeah, we're going real.
I wasn't
moving
joking.
On.
Yeah, we're going real. Right. So then I went real.
It did set a tone, Blake.
Yeah,
it did set a tone.
You went real right out the gate. So then I had to go real.
So you had to match it.
Yeah, okay, you said you wanted a hot. Guy,
and then I still want to stand by mine as being kind of pretty real.
I don't know. I feel like you would have a different guy if we are being real. Blake for sure wants a hot guy. That makes a lot of sense for him.
Well, there's no reason that each one of our guys can't be super hot and do the things we said.
Well, that
goes without saying.
I mean, for sure, that goes without saying.
Yeah,
that goes without saying.
Yeah, my guy who's reading aloud to me is fucking hot as. Fuck, dude.
Who's he look like? Who's he look like?
I was gonna say Brad Pitt. Is Brad Pitt still hot?
He's your go-to. Is he still hot? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, easy.
Do you have eyeballs?
Easy. I thought you were gonna say like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like
No. Stone Cold's not hot. I don't got a crush on Stone Cold.
Oh shit.
You know who I think is kinda hot? What's that one guy's name? Like Dev Patel or I think he's kind of hot.
Oh,
not only is he hot, very tall. Yeah. I think he might even be taller than me.
Oh my god, tallest man alive.
And he's way younger than I thought he was.
Yeah, I think he's hot. Did you ever see that one movie he's in? It's called like The Green Knight or like the or something. He like gets
that movie sucked though, right?
Dude, he gets like J.O'd.
It was a tone poem.
I did not watch it only because everyone that I knew was like, you don't have to watch that one. Don't watch that one.
No.
It was cool. It was
I watched it on
it
an airplane.
It was, as the kids say, it was a vibe.
It was. Mm. And the vibe was he gets,
I hate vibes, dude. I'm off vibes, I think.
Okay. You just like shows where you can see pussy.
I want stories and
stories and vagina
and
lips.
Vagina lips.
Yeah.
And that's a vibe.
And that's about another episode.
Any take backs?
Any take backs, brother? You got any take backs?
No, I stand by everything. I stand by everything.
Hey, do you guys think this is worth adding to our production? I mean, it would give a little bit more work to our producers, but they don't do a damn thing as it stands now.
Yeah, they don't do nothing.
You lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that being said, we did thank them when we won Best Podcast.
Yeah, that was weird for me.
Yeah.
Best Comedy Podcast.
Should we do week after like corrections from previous? Because I do feel like we probably say a lot of wrong stuff, and it would be kind of fun to tally the wrong stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe for what if on
that,
the.
That is a good idea. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? Coming up, we have the 200th episode. Maybe we go through all of our errors throughout the 200 episodes and we correct them.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Oh, buddy.
You're going to make them re-listen to 200 episodes? I'm saying,
dude, they don't
Christ.
Do
wow.
That's true. Blake's,
that's
Blake,
200
they don't
hours
do
of work, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
Todd.
I mean.
Todd, get on it.
Because there's 30 corrections an episode.
Per episode.
So.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This one alone has a lot.
Yeah.
We fucking went at it.
No, I think we figured that we got to the bottom of everything in this episode.
Yeah, that's true. This was true.
And if there's anyone knows how to get to the bottom, it's us.
Absolutely. I don't have a take back, but I do have a freaking shout out. I got a shout out to Atlantic City. We're coming your way, baby. Hey.
Ooh, Atlantic City, here we go.
Keep the dice hot and the slots loose and the card
slots
dealt.
Dude, I do like that, like calling slots loose. Like, who is the first guy to say that? Like, they're loose.
Right.
That's kind of a very sexual undertone.
Provocative.
To,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Loose slots.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Loose slots, baby.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
Let's pull slots all weekend. Wait, we're only there a day, huh?
Yeah, we're there like a day or two. Yeah, a couple days. I mean, I'll pull some slots with you. I never pull slots because I don't even know when I win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've gotten so hard.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems like a total waste of time.
Maybe we find like a fun game, like a Wheel of Fortune type game. You know how every once in a while there's one of those and you're like, hey, let's play this one.
The movie. But it's a fucking slot machine.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. Like,
yeah.
I remember I was pitching very hard. And then, of course, Isaac, you know, didn't do shit about it. I hate him. I hate that man. I was like, we should have a slot machine. Or like pinball machine or something.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, the fact that, you know, we were a very culturally significant show.
Mm-hmm.
We could have had a slot machine. And you know what you do to the slot machine?
We met Larry King. Go ahead.
You, when Wurr shows off the air, you just peel the sticker back and it's Always Sunny or whatever.
Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just peel the sticker back. It's fine.
Right. Right.
We did try to get a pinball machine made. Because Comedy Central there's a South Park one, but it's a pretty involved process.
How did South Park get a fucking pinball machine and we didn't? WTF.
Yeah, the fact that that show that's been on for like 25 years that's still currently on and they've made like 5 movies. The fact that they have a pinball machine, doesn't make any sense to me, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good move, Bally.
Yeah, you could have had a Workaholics pinball machine. You blew it,
bud. You blew it. You blew it. Or was it Isaac that blew it? I can't tell. I don't know. There's no way to tell.
We'll put it on Isaac.
I mean, how do you compare him blowing it when it seems like everything's been blown? You know, like, what's a real disaster when across the board it kind of seems like a fail?
Yeah.
This is the way. Yeah.
Anyway.
That being said, I love Isaac, and he did show us his tits on a couple occasions in Oakland and in Omaha. So
yeah, we've seen him naked.
And if you're lucky, Atlantic City, you might get stare at Isaac's rack, baby.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't like you guys telling me to show my tits.
And that's a big maybe. I bet he's not going to want to because now we're hyping it.
Right.
But I want to see them peek those pink nips once again.
We have big plans for Isaac. Isaac's going to kind of be the fourth member.
Basically, since I can't watch the show The Idol all the time, I got to see pink nips in other places, you know, and that's Isaac.
So that's the guy you would have.
Yeah.
A pink nipple guy.
Yeah. And I feel like I already have that guy, though. It's Isaac.
Okay.
It is. And we love him, bud.
And we love him. Hey, I came back. I'd like to take back shitting on Isaac earlier. I really do. I love that.
Now?
Yeah, just now. You know, I was going a little hard in the paint, and I do.
Yeah, but this is how you kind of sometimes you got to motivate by just really putting him down and making him feel horrible.
Yeah, shitting on him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Shit them down and build them up.
I mean, I guess, that is true. And was that another episode of
This Is Important?
This
is
important.
Atlantic City, we'll see you motherfuckers soon.
April 19th, baby, the day before the day.
Punk rock,
it's a two-day holiday. It's a two-day holiday.
Woo! Punk rock, getting radical.
Hey guys, huge news. This Is Important is back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, 420 Eve, my fellow stoners. I don't smoke. Adam, Blake, and myself, Anders, are hitting the Hard Rock City Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation to another live show. Tickets are available now at Hard Rock HotelAtlanticCity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. You are so dumb if you don't get your tickets right now because they will sell out. Hot, hot, hot. Yes, points. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.